right. Time to jump on the tour. It's our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 24th of April. Just what's gone on this day in history. Today's date in the year 1183 BC is believed to mark the fall of Troy, according to numerous sources in antiquity, marking the end of the legendary Trojan War. Caught in a stalemate, the Greeks, according to legend, created a giant wooden horse and left it outside the gates of Troy as a supposed offering to Athena. But as we know, the horse was filled with Greek soldiers, who that night snuck out, killed the surrounding guards and opened the gates of the city to the invaders, leading to a tremendous massacre where blood ran in torrents, drenched was all the earth. Whether the Trojan War really happened is up for debate, many believing there is a historical core to the tale, but it may be a fusion of various different historical events that happened in a less neat fashion. On today's date in 1558, Mary, Queen of Scots, married the Dauphin of France, Francois, at Notre Dame de Paris. The first regular newspaper in British colonial America, the Boston Newsletter, was published for the first time on April 24th in 1704. 1846, explorer Sir Thomas Mitchell, the Surveyor General of New South Wales, discovered and named the Maranoa River in present-day Queensland. Although, as I like to point out, there were probably some people around there who knew about it first. Joshua Slocum, the first person to sail single-handedly around the world, set sail on April 24th in 1895 from Boston, Massachusetts, aboard the sloop Spray. The government of New South Wales today's date in 1912 granted 17 hectares north of Sydney Harbour for the construction of a zoological garden, later known as Taronga Zoo. Today's date in 1916 marks the Easter Rising. Irish rebels led by Patrick Pearse and James Connolly launched an uprising in Dublin against British rule and proclaimed an Irish Republic, while the United Kingdom was busy fighting the First World War. The rising lasted 6 days as the British Army brought in thousands of reinforcements as well as artillery. Fighting took place on the streets of Dublin, where the rebels slowed the British advance and inflicted many casualties. But it was not to be. The main rebel positions were gradually surrounded and bombarded, although opposition to the British reaction to the rising contributed to changes in public opinion and the move toward independence. The first instance of tank-to-tank combat took place today's date in 1918 as part of World War I during the Second Battle of Villers-Bretonneux, when three British Mark IVs met three German A7Vs. Nazi Germany began its persecution of Jehovah's Witnesses by shutting down the Watchtower Society office in Magdeburg on today's date in 1933. 1957, the Suez Canal was reopened following the introduction of UNNF peacekeepers to the region during the Suez Crisis. Cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov died when his descent module's parachute failed to open, becoming the first human to die during a space mission on today's date in 1967. Probably not a first he was aiming for, I would imagine. 1988, US servicemen died in Operation Eagle Claw as they attempted to end the Iran hostage crisis, in which 52 American diplomats and citizens were held hostage for 444 days. 2005, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was inaugurated as the 265th Pope of the Catholic Church, taking the name Pope Benedict XVI. And finally, April 24th in 2011, WikiLeaks started publishing the Guantanamo Bay files leak, which showed more than 150 innocent Afghanis and Pakistanis had been held for years without charges at Guantanamo Bay, including farmers, chefs and drivers, an Al Jazeera journalist, an 89-year-old man and a 14-year-old boy. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Author Sue Grafton, born 1940. Director Richard Donner is 90 this morning. Shirley MacLaine, 86. Entertainer Cedric the Entertainer, 56. And Joe Keery, the dreamy Steve Harrington on Stranger Things, is 28. And some famous musos, Doug Clifford, CCR, 75 this morning. Creedence Clearwater Revival, we were hearing one from those guys, Born on the Bayou, going out on Someone Different today. Rob Hyman of the Hooters is 70. Captain Sensible, Ray Burns, 66. Boris Williams, The Cure, 63. Paddy Shamel of Hole is 53. Barry Stock of 3 Days Grace, 46. Kelly Clarkson, 38. Tyson Ritter, The All-American Rejects, 36. So some great acts, some truly great acts, but can't go past this one this morning. Barbara Streisand, the funny girl herself, is turning 78. One of the best-selling recording artists of all time, has sold over 245 million records and won 10 Grammy Awards. The best-selling female artist among top-selling artists recognised by the RIAA. And the only recording artist to have a number one album in each of the last 6 decades. Also received an Academy Award for Best Actress for her role in the 1968 musical film Funny Girl. From the musical, this is Barb taking us out with Don't Rain on My Parade for 2SER 107.3.
Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, 'cause I'm a comer.